Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
It's going fine, you know, about like I thought it would. The only thing we've installed in camp so far is everything that we did in the off season. So we're getting guys more reps at it at this full speed tempo, and overall it's been pretty good. Well, we need to find our D-line, you know. Coaches don't pick the team, the players do. Somebody's got to step out and be an obvious pick as to who's the starters, who makes the team. And right now we got one really good player in Jay Ratliff, and the other guys are fighting for that second, third, fourth, fifth, and potentially sixth spot. And there's a good fight going on right now. Well, it's helpful because I've experienced it before, taking college defensive ends and making them outside linebacker. It's not as common for a guy that's played defensive end for as long as he has in his career to do it. But luckily, in his case, he's very smart football-wise, understands the game, and he's picked the stuff up really well. Well, we're off to that start. But like I tell the defense in meetings, you know, it's easy to be enthusiastic and emotional and physical early on. You got to maintain it over a 16-game schedule through a potential bad performance, through a potential bad day. You just got to keep grinding.
But can you instill that, or is that?
Well, it's part of our job. Yeah, we try and instill it any which way we can, but ultimately they got to take it on themselves. He's done well in there. You know, I know he has a history of being moved around. But, you know, one of our first discussions when we got here is where to play him. And most people wanted him to play outside, including himself. But I didn't see it that way. I said, I want to put him at inside first. And I'm glad we did. And I think he's glad we did now, even though he wanted to play outside first. And I think he's found a home in there. It's going to be a growing process. It's a position that relies a lot on experience, instincts, play recognition, and he's getting better and better at that. Hopefully a good impact, you know. Hopefully he can get his movement back to where it was, you know, and play like a young man again, and I think he'll be a great leader for us, both, you know, quarterback in the secondary a little bit, and we'll see how it shakes out as to who's back there, and he couldn't be a positive influence.
But too early to tell if he's still got it, like that pro
ball. I think he does, but well, time will tell. Yes. For two reasons. One, because it's a new position, and two, he missed the entire offseason because of his injury. So he's battling not just a new position like a lot of them are, but he didn't get the offseason work, so he's behind. And he's not been able to practice full time yet.
Thanks, everyone.